Huh? Oh, hello. I didn't realize anyone was still awake. Everyone went back to their cabins hours ago. Me? Oh, I couldn't sleep. And since we made a supply run yesterday, I figured I'd start working through our new stock of booze. Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. Not that I really care much about the taste anyway. Huh? Oh, yeah. You can join me. If you really want to. Here. You want some? I've got another bottle. Yeah, I don't mind sharing with you. Only you, though. I know you won't waste my shit, so it's fine. So, why are you up at this hour? You seemed pretty tired earlier. I would have thought you'd want to get some sleep. Nightmares, huh? Well, that kind of sucks. Do you want to talk about it? I mean, you talk and I'll listen. I don't think I'll really be able to offer any real advice. Well, that is pretty shitty. Even more of a reason to drink, I guess. Cheers. Oh, fuck. That hits the spot. We've been so busy lately. There's been so much shit happening. I didn't realize how much I needed a break until right now. Yeah. Every day we seem to get closer to finding the one piece. But it feels like the closer we get, the bigger our obstacles become. I don't mind. Makes things interesting. But I can see how it takes a toll on some of the other members of our crew. Like Chopper. He always has so much work to do with patching all of us up. And Nami. She gets extra mean whenever anything stressful happens. And that usually means I get pummeled. And you. Well, yeah. You're strong. But I can see how much this shit affects you mentally. You're so fucking kind that you can't help but take on everyone else's pain. We all appreciate it, obviously, but it's not good for you. You should drink with me more often. Let loose, you know? Well, yeah. I wouldn't mind. What? You don't think I like you? The fuck does that mean? Why wouldn't I like you? We've been friends for years, haven't we? Why are you even asking me that? Look, I know I can be grumpy sometimes, but it's never personal. At least not with you. With a fucking cook, it's always personal. Are you drunk already? You look like you're about to cry. Look, I do like you, okay? You've been with the crew almost as long as I have. We've spent so much time together, and I've grown to care about you a whole lot. I probably care about you far more than I should. What? Oh, it's nothing. It's nothing. You got any plans for tomorrow? I've been meaning to ask you to spar with me for a while now. Seeing in that most recent fight we got into with those bounty hunters, it reminded me of back when we used to train together. Yeah, remember back before we even entered the Grand Line, when you and I were the only real fighters on the crew? Well, yeah, Luffy is strong, but I wouldn't really call him a fighter. He's more like a force of nature. And it's not like he's ever had an interest in sparring, has he? We haven't trained together since we all got split up in Sabaody years ago, and you've gotten a hell of a lot stronger since then. I'd like to see how I measure up to you after spending so much time apart. I'm still pretty confident I can kick your ass. Can't call myself the future greatest swordsman if I can't back it up, right? Nah, it's not really a knock at you. More just a testament to how good I am. Oh, you think you can beat me? Would you be willing to bet on it? Hey, cheers to that! So, what are you willing to gamble? You seem so confident, so I'm assuming you're willing to put up something hefty on the line. You want me to choose? All right. Okay. I've got something. If I win tomorrow, I get to kiss you. Yeah. I'm being serious. I'm betting a kiss on our fight tomorrow. If you win, you don't have to do it. And you get to make me do something in return. Well, yeah, it is something I've been thinking about. I've been thinking about you in general. I'll probably regret saying this tomorrow when I'm sobered up, but I can't get you out of my head most of the time. Since the beginning, you've intrigued me, but it's turned into a hell of a lot more over these past few years. You don't have to reciprocate, though. Honestly, you don't even have to take the bet. I just figured I'd throw it out there since... You just kissed me. Why? Oh. Well, what if I kissed you? Huh? You like that? Do you still like that? Good. It tastes like booze. It's nice. To be honest, I like it even more than the stuff from the bottle. Oh. Fuck, sweetheart. Where's all this energy coming from? Do I just get you that excited? Well, whatever it is, I don't exactly mind. Hey, I guess you're right. I will have to think up different stakes for our bet. I mean, I have a few ideas. Of course, I have lots of things I could ask you to do for me. Or with me. To me. To yourself. Oh, you look so flustered. Did hearing me talk like that set you on edge? Makes me want to tease you even more. I think I'm going to keep the specifics of our bet quiet until tomorrow, okay? That way, you'll be in for a nice surprise when I beat you. Oh, if you think I'm gonna let you win now, with so much on the line, you're dead wrong, sweetheart. But worry about that tomorrow. For now, I just want to enjoy you. Right here, right now. Is that okay? Good. Now come here.